USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says he's willing to share exactly what was said in his face-to-face meetings with Russian President Vladimir Putin in response to a Washington Post story that claims Trump has gone to unusual steps to keep details from his 5 meetings with Putin from his own administration.
And I'm not keeping anything under wraps. I couldn't care less.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is saying Israel carried out a weekend airstrike on an Iranian weapons depot in Syria. The Sunday remarks a rare public acknowledgement of such military action. Syrian state media says the warehouse hit was a Ministry of Transport building. The central U.S. digging out as a powerful snowstorm is now dumping on the mid-Atlantic states. In the Midwest, 7 traffic fatalities are blamed on the storm that's also canceled thousands of air flights. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
When your battery goes dead, everything can come to a stop. Don't take a chance on getting stranded. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and get your battery tested free of charge. If your battery does need to be replaced, O'Reilly Auto Parts can help you find the exact Superstart battery that fits your car or truck at a guaranteed low price. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year's finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their 4-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
A police sergeant in Birmingham, Alabama, fatally shot early today during a car burglary investigation. An undercover officer also shot, now in critical condition. One suspect taken to a hospital for injuries, while police say a second was taken into custody as well. The names of the officers involved have not been released. One person is dead and 14 people were taken to hospitals after an apparent mass overdose in Northern California. The Chico Police Chief Mike O'Brien explaining what happened.
So every indication is that this mass overdose incident was caused from the ingestion of some form of fentanyl in combination with another substance, although that is yet to be confirmed.
He says it happened at a home in Chico on Saturday morning, and 4 people are still in critical condition. Shirley Boone, longtime wife of singer Pat Boone, and also known as a philanthropist, has died. She was 84, and this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo will reportedly be meeting with the Saudi Crown Prince, as Pompeo tells CBS. He's going to discuss the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi during the meeting, which will happen during the trip to Saudi Arabia that starts today. Pompeo calling the murder of Khashoggi outrageous, saying the U.S. will hold accountable those responsible. Pompeo also stressing the importance of having a good relationship with Saudi Arabia in order to maintain stability in the Middle East. After an emotional 88 days, the family of Wisconsin teen Jamie Kloss is back with the 13-year-old who'd gone missing in mid-October. Yesterday on Facebook, Kloss's aunt posted 2 smiling pictures of Jamie and herself. Jamie and her dog Molly will reside with her aunt for now. Meanwhile, a Facebook fundraiser for Kloss has raised $50,000. In less than 24 hours, she'd been kidnapped in October after her parents were found murdered in their home. Jamie's 21-year-old captors also charged with their murders. And the oldest World War II veteran in the United States has been laid to rest in Texas. A funeral held yesterday for 112-year-old Richard Overton, who passed away last month. He had toured the South Pacific during World War II with his all-black Army unit. In 2013, former President Barack Obama honored him at Arlington National Cemetery. Governor Greg Abbott spoke at Overton's funeral yesterday. Overton laid to rest at Texas State Cemetery in Austin. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.